From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. At least 10 people, including some officials, were killed when a pair of car bombs ripped Somalia's capital on Saturday, 2 weeks after a huge bomb killed more than 350 people. The first blast occurred at the popular Nasr Abloh 2 hotel, which al-Shabaab gunmen stormed after detonating a car filled with explosives at the hotel's gate. Somali officials said at least three gunmen are still inside, exchanging gunfire with security forces. Reports say Abdinasir Garan Ahmed, a former lawmaker and a police commander, was among those killed at the hotel. Abdikardir Abdurrahman Adam, head of Amin Ambulance, told VOA they transported 17 wounded from the scene. The Nasr Abloh 2 hotel is located near Somalia's presidential palace and is frequently used by Somali politicians. The second car bomb exploded near the former parliament building, causing unknown damage. A U.S. federal grand jury has approved the first charges in an investigation of Russian influence on U.S. elections, according to several major news outlets. The grand jury's action, resulting from the probe led by special counsel Robert Mueller, was first reported by CNN on Friday evening. It quoted sources as saying anyone who is charged could be taken into custody as soon as Monday. The exact charges are unclear. Reuters, The Wall Street Journal, and NBC News have subsequently issued similar reports. All the reports have been attributed to unnamed sources. President Donald Trump on Saturday visited his Trump National Golf Club in Sterling, Virginia. His three tweets so far during the day have not referenced the reports.